I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. It was one of the most far-reaching congressional acts in American history. In 1954, the Supreme Court weighed in against legalized bigotry. Its landmark decision in Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education outlawed segregated schools. But the invigorated civil rights movement ran head-on into massive resistance, a resurgent KKK, and white backlash. Political leaders like Georgia Senators Richard Russell and Herman Talmadge successfully stonewalled federal civil rights legislation. In June 1963, President Kennedy proposed a law to end discrimination in voting, public accommodations, schools, and hiring. After his assassination, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed by a wide bipartisan margin, despite fierce Southern opposition in the House and one of the longest debates in Senate history. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. looked on, President Johnson signed the historic Civil Rights Act into law and redefined America's social order on July 2, 1964, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.